Well, this is an exciting moment. The Mississauga Symphony Orchestra celebrates their 50th anniversary and 10 wonderful years under the baton of Maestro Dennis Mastro Monaco. With the music of Italy and Argentina, a specially curated concert on Saturday, November 19th at the Living Arts Center, celebrating the maestro's Argentine and Italian heritage. We're thrilled to be speaking with Maestro Mastro Monaco today. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome and thank you.
Thank you so much. I was so curious that I fumbled curious. But speaking of curiosity, can you please tell us more about this special concert and how you are celebrating these, well, actually two important anniversaries?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, first, I have to say it's an honor to be with an organization that is celebrating 50 years.
I'll say.
Not a small feat to achieve.
No.
And it's certainly been an honor to be with them for this being my 10th season.
Mm-hmm.
The program itself is, of course, represents my two backgrounds. I'm half Italian and half Argentine, and brings to the stage two sides of both of these cultures, and they both have similar attributes. Both Italian and Argentine music is either curated from classical and European influence, mm-hmm. for example, the tango for Argentine, mm-hmm, and of mm-hmm. course, opera for Italian. And each of these two also has folk and indigenous influences, of course, in Italian tradition. Folk music is an enormous part of the musical culture. And for Argentines, the indigenous, the gaucho, music is really important and something part of current modern-day society.
That's fantastic. Can you tell us also about the composer Felipe mm-hmm. Telles and tenor Romolo Delgado?
Yes. So I've had the pleasure to work with Romulo for some years now, and he is an incredible tenor. We've done numerous operas together, right. A wonderful voice. He is of Ecuadorian background, and he will be singing some wonderful works, Puccini's Nessun Dorma, and Caruso, which is a crossover work, and of course, wrapping up with O Sole Mio. Felipe, we recently met. It's only been a couple of months. He was introduced to me a couple of months ago, and we connected immediately. Wonderful composer. And he's going to be premiering, a world premiere, Saturday night, a work called Adios a un Viejo Amor, which is Farewell to an Old Love.
Mm.
And it is written in the style of an Argentine samba, which is an indigenous-influenced six-step triple meter work.
Are you going to be dancing for us, Maestro?
I was just going to say they need to clear some space.
Yeah.
I unfortunately will not be dancing, but we will have a couple. Carlos and Allison will be dancing some tangos, La Cumbarcita and El Choclo, as well as orchestral arrangements of Por Una Cabeza.
But you really have an extremely well-organized and big, busy concert coming up here. This is just in a couple of days, and you must have an awesome team that put this together.
I must say, behind the scenes, we have an incredible team of people, everything from top executive director all the way down to, of course, the musicians that put in tons of time
to
prepare this. And the Living Arts Center has an incredible technical staff that assists us with all of our projects.
Beautiful performance space as well.
Exactly.
It's very lovely.
And I'm wondering, in your 10 years, because that's the other anniversary, as the conductor of the MSO, what have been some of your personal highlights?
Well, there are musical highlights. I'll say those first. Of course, Mahler 2 with the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. Mounting entire fully staged opera such as Carmen.
Oh, yes.
Those are incredible musical highlights. But for personal highlights, it's something we live each and every time we take the stage. And that's really witnessing and seeing the musicians week in, week out, work towards a final product and seeing them step up when those lights come on and seeing them hang on to creating something that's very special for our audiences. There's sort of unique moments that happen.
And it's magical.
It's absolutely magical.
Conducting this, the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra, does this give you time to go to other orchestras? Do you do any guest conducting?
Outside of Mississauga Symphony, one is I do have the pleasure of being the music director for the MSYO, which is the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra. They're an over 100-person orchestra that just had their performance last week as part of the 25th anniversary of the Living Arts Center. I'm also music director for Burlington Symphony and the Orchestra.
That's great. Now, one of the last things I just want to touch upon is this terrific silent auction you've got happening.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. We are, of course, like every arts organization, always in need of support, financial support from patrons and sponsors alike. And the silent auction is a way of us looking for this support.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, always MississaugaSymphony.ca is where people can always find out more information. And there's some really interesting things on the silent auction. Hope people will check it out.
Fantastic.
And of course, we're talking here about this very special concert, right, on November 19th.
Yes.
But what else can audiences look forward to in your 22-23 season?
Oh, so there's some incredible things coming up. Of course, at the end of the season, the massive planets will be on stage.
Oh,
we're going to go, Gene.
Yes, we have to.
it's always an audience favorite. We do have, for those film lovers, the music of Star Wars will be in April.
Oh, fun.
We are putting on opera and concert. This year's opera will be The Barber of Seville.
Fun.
What a great program.
It is. And just coming up in just a couple of weeks, December 17th, is a family-oriented A Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, I like that idea.
You know, let's hear it for a great, great world-class orchestra outside of the Toronto area.
Well done, maestro. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you so much for talking with us today. Congratulations on your 10th year anniversary and the 50th anniversary for the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm glad it has been.
Thank you so much, maestro.
We've been talking with Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco about the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra's 50th anniversary celebration and 10 wonderful years under the baton of Maestro Mastromonaco. It's happening this Saturday night at the Living Arts Center. For tickets and more information, go to MississaugaSymphony.ca or call the box office at 905-306-6000.